Good evening. Welcome. I welcome you with all my heart. It's good to be with you once again. I love every one of you unconditionally. When I say all is well and everything is unfolding as it should, I mean that literally. If you understand the nature of the universe, you will realize there's no time or space. It doesn't exist except for the ego. If there's no time or space, then what appears to exist is the one source appearing as person, place, or thing. As we get deeper into this, we realize that person, place, or thing never existed and does not exist at all. Only the one source exists, which is called nothing, Brahman, Satchitananda, Nirvana. Consequently, all is well. For the one source is the ultimate reality, the absolute reality. It is bliss consciousness. This is why when I say all is well, I take it literally. I'm not saying that you're suffering and all is well, or there's something wrong and all is well. I'm saying all is well in respect of what's going on. All is extremely well, because all is really God. The ultimate reality, the oneness. Now what you're saying is your own business. What appears to you is a product of your own mind, your own imagination. And we grow up a certain way, brainwashed by society, by our schools, by our churches, by our parents, thinking this is right, this is wrong, this is good, this is bad, this is up, this is down. And we get further pulled into the illusion as we grow older and we see the world and all of its ramifications. And we go through the vicissitudes of life, all these appearances seem so real to us, and we react to them. And consequently, whenever we react to something, we expand the experience. The karma increases. And we become further deluded. So you should ponder carefully these words, all is well, and everything is unfolding as it should. After all, who makes a mistake? If you have your eye on the infinite and you have taken refuge in consciousness, for whom is your mistake? Where's the error? There isn't any. This is why sometimes I continue that statement and I say, no mistakes have been made, no mistakes were ever made, no mistakes will ever be made. For where would it come from? If there's one principle, one consciousness, one absolute reality. Is there room for anything else? The absolute reality of self-contained consciousness. There could be nothing else but that. It is only when you begin to think that the problems begin. You have preconceived ideas of life, what it's all about. When you begin to think, you're thinking in time and space. Time and space exist for you so you can think. But in the absolute sense, it does not exist. And there's no room for you to think. It's like having a room full of furniture. I'm putting more furniture in, more furniture in. Until the whole room is cluttered with furniture and there's no room for anything. But what happened to the space? Did the space disappear? The space never went anywhere. Even though the room is filled with furniture, the space still exists. Except it appears to be cluttered with furniture. And so it is with your mind, so-called mind. You have all these thoughts, feelings, emotions. That's all the furniture. But all of your feelings, emotions, and thoughts rest in space. In boundless space. The boundless space rests in consciousness. Therefore, everything makes sense to the source, the one primary source. The absolute reality. Ponder this, it's very important. There's absolutely nothing in this world that can rise up against you. If you understand who you are. It is only when you believe that you're human, when you believe you're a body and a mind, then and only then you begin to have problems, as it were. But if you stop thinking, if you allow yourself not to think, where are the problems? The problems are in the thoughts. Your body is in your thoughts. Your experiences are in your thoughts. Where else would they be? And ultimately the thoughts do not exist. There are no thoughts. There is no mind. So you're playing games with yourself. This is God's divine lila. The play of consciousness. And we all get sucked into it. Putting on all kinds of emotions, feelings, thoughts. When you become agitated, insulted, hurt, This is why as students of Advaita, you have to inquire within yourself, to whom does this come? Who's seeing all this? Who's feeling all this? Who's experienced all this? Where does it all come from? Ask yourself. All the answers are within you. Everything you're looking for is within you. You've got it all. But yet you refuse to go within yourself. Instead you go outside of yourself, reacting to external conditions. You allow this world to show you a certain thing, and then you react to it. As long as you think you are abiding the mind, then you can accept the fact that everything is unfolding as it should. Everything is in its right place. In other words, that which is happening is supposed to happen. And whatever you do to try to stop it, you can't do it. That which is not happening is not supposed to happen. And no matter how you try to make it happen, it'll never happen. Be resigned to this. Consequently, what to do? Take refuge in consciousness. This is the only liberty you've got. Take refuge in consciousness. Well, in Buddhism, they say take refuge in the Buddha. Same thing. The Buddha's consciousness. The Buddha is pure awareness. What I'm saying is this. Instead of thinking to remedy this world, to make this world a better place in which to live, to straighten people out, to make things go the way you think they should go, rather than do all of these things, turn within. And take refuge in consciousness. If you can really do this, you become the witness consciousness. You become the witness to what's going on without reacting to it, and you're at peace. And if you don't react to things, they change. They disappear from your life. For they were never real to begin with. I hope you hear what I'm saying. The only solution for your salvation is to take refuge in consciousness, the one reality. If you can do this, you can say you're a Yani. That's what you have to do. There are virtually thousands of Yanis in the world today who profess to be Yanis. But they're really knower of words. I've read many books, memorized many cliches. I've started to feel many teachers. And then Professor Biryani. But I will give you one little test to see if you're young. One simple test. What have you been thinking about all the day long? Have you been thinking about your attachments? Your health? Your finances? The world, conditions, that's it. Just shows you where you're at. What is the nature of a true yani? A true yani rests in the silence. There's no reaction to person, place, or thing. To most people, a true yani seems to be a fool. For they never defend themselves. They never react to anybody or anything. And they just go on with their business, which is no business. When most of us see a yani, and we look like an ordinary person, and they have habits we don't like. You may do things that you think are wrong. What you should do in a case like that is to go within yourself and ask yourself, who am I? Discover your true nature. That's your job. That's the only reason he came to this earth. To find yourself. You were really never lost, but you think you were. So now you have to find yourself, because you think you're lost. Imagine that. How do you feel if you're lost? Again, if things that annoy you, things bother you, you react to situations, and the world hurts you, then you're lost. Because you're trying to make yourself a better life externally. And you can't do this. Remember what I said before? What is supposed to happen is going to happen whether you like it or not. And you'll never be able to stop it. What is that supposed to happen will not happen. Even though you try to make it happen, you'll not be able to. The world appears very confusing. And the spiritual adept leaves the world alone. They do not accept the confusion in this world. No matter what it shows them. No matter what appears to be going on. We see wars all around us. man is demanding a man. With these dastardly conditions going on all over the world. How are we to react to these things? I can't tell you how to react to these things. Because you're going to react to these things determined by your level of consciousness, where you're coming from. So I cannot tell you to not react to these things. You will react to these things. Again, depending on where you're coming from in consciousness. What you really know, where you're at. It's all going on within yourself. Nothing is going on outside of yourself. It's all happening within you. The good, the bad, and the ugly are all going on within you. You look out of your eyes and what do you see? You see yourself. What else can you see? Believe me when I tell you this, you can't see anything but yourself. And some people say, what? How can you say that? All these terrible things happening in this world, in my life. I don't want these things to happen. Sure, consciously don't want them to happen. But where you're at right now, you're causing them to happen. Otherwise, where would they come from? If they didn't come out of you, then you're saying there are two conditions. There's me, and there's the external condition going on outside of me. You know by now this is all duality. And you know duality does not exist. Therefore, it only comes to one conclusion. And everything that I see is part of me. The only part of me is me. I see myself wherever I look. If I don't like what I see, the intelligent student says, I'm not going to fight the world and try to improve it because it won't happen. It may appear to happen for a while, but it'll come out somewhere else. So I will turn within myself and try to lift myself to a higher state of consciousness. Then again, wherever I look, I will see myself. But this time, instead of seeing the good, the bad, and the ugly, I will see harmony in the midst of all confusion. I will see love in the midst of all hatred. I will see happiness in the midst of all sadness. You're not trying to psych yourself out and imagine that bad things not exist. No, that's not what you're trying to do at all. You're trying to know the truth about yourself. The truth about yourself is I am not the body or the mind phenomena. If I'm not the body of the mind phenomenon, then I can't be the external world. For the external world is an extension of my body-mind. Consequently, I turn within myself. I dive deeper within myself. Until I begin to feel the bliss for joy. There's nothing that changed. There's nothing that you have to change yourself. Because this will keep you back. There's no self around that you have to change. You just have to awaken to the truth. That's it. Awaken to the truth. Do not play mind games with yourself. Trying to change bad for good, wrong to right, hate to love. These are all mind games. They're both opposites. They do not exist. You want to awaken to the truth. And you can do this by becoming a witness consciousness. Or practicing self-inquiry. Or surrendering, taking complete refuge in the self. There's so many methods you can use to do this. But are you doing this? Or are you just coming here to be entertained? There has to come a time in your life when you start working on yourself. I know that there are certain things in this world so you don't have to work on yourself, there's nothing you have to do. In the ultimate reality, this is true. Because who does what to whom? But you can't fool yourself into becoming a false yoni, as I mentioned before, by saying to yourself, I don't have to do anything. I'm already enlightened. Immediately you can disprove this to yourself, because if you're already enlightened, why do you feel hurt? Why do you have thoughts that you react to, conditions that you react to? This will show you're fooling yourself. So you develop humility. That's a hard one for some of you. Let's go to the arrogance, the cynicism. Develop some humility. When you begin to develop humility, then the hard quest stuff begins to melt away throughout the years and years and years. It begins to dissolve, to disappear. And you don't have to make a ridiculous statement like, I'm really awake. I'm really self-realized. If you were, you wouldn't say it. There would be nothing to say. As you work on yourself this way, as you become the witness consciousness of surrendering to the self, or self-inquiry, you will notice within yourself that you're becoming more peaceful all the time. The thoughts come less and less. You become less vulnerable. ball, let's hear the ball. And then you do awaken one day. Yes, you will awaken one day. You have to awaken one day because the truth is already awake. This is the truth about you, even though you don't know it. There are no hindrances except the ones that you impose upon yourself. There's absolutely nothing that can hurt you except the hurts that you impose upon yourself. Look at yourself intelligently. Do not fool yourself into believing you're something that you're not. If you're not a yoni, you're also not a human being. They're both wrong. Therefore, what are you? Find out. Find out if you're something at all. Remember, as I often tell you, do not try to accumulate more knowledge. Rather empty yourself out of the knowledge that you already have. It is the knowledge that you have that's keeping you back from your self-realization. Ponder this. It is all your beliefs, your preconceived ideas, your concepts. And every time you read a book, you run on more and more concepts. You learn more words. You become a knower of words. Whereas the truth is in reverse. You have to know less and less words. You have to do less and less reading. Less and less debating, less and less arguing. The world has to go. In the human world, the best debater wins the contest. If you ever went to school and you were on the debating team, the better the better you are, the bigger the hero you are in the eyes of men. But the spiritual world is completely opposite. The more before you are, the greater your spiritual knowledge. I'm speaking, of course, being a fool in the eyes of men, the eyes of the world. ask any questions.
Robert, what can we do to encourage the self to envelop us more?
To encourage the self to do what?
What can we do to encourage the self to envelop us more?
Who has to encourage whom?
Excuse me?
Who has to encourage whom? What can you do to encourage the self? The self doesn't need any encouraging. You can't encourage the self at all. You just have to let go. Stop your mind from being so active. Become still. You have nothing to do with the self, per se, by encouraging it or trying to make anything happen to it. The self is the self. You're like saying, what do we have to do to fill up the whole of the air of the universe with furniture? The air exists. The self exists like the air. You're already that. So you have to remove the thoughts that are telling you otherwise. By not getting into debates or hot gossip. I'm trying to make things happen. Because whatever's supposed to happen will happen. By leaving everything alone. By turning within instead of without. By trying to see what's stopping you from experiencing your true self. Be honest with yourself. See what's stopping you. Is it your emotions? Your anger? Your reaction to life? And surrender those things to yourself. Every day keep letting go more and more of all this stuff that you're going to believe. Empty yourself out totally and completely. Just like a garbage bin. Empty the garbage. Because I have more faith and the power that knows the way. And get up in the morning, listen on the television or the radio, or read the newspapers, or drink a cup of coffee. And then look. Look deep. Inquire, who am I? What is this body? Where did it come from? What are my thoughts? Where did my thoughts come from? Inquire. Dive deep within. And everything will take care of itself. What we call the self, it doesn't mean any encouragement for anybody. It just is. Like the air, like boundless space. Try to be still most of the time. Try not to get into his discussion, his debates, or anything. The mind always wants to accomplish something, wants to do something, wants to be the doer. Discourage the mind by becoming the witness of its actions. You have to be by yourself more. Leave the world alone. Do not have any opinions for or against. And you cannot take care of yourself. Thank you for coming. Remember to love yourself, to worship yourself, to pray to yourself, to bow to yourself. For God dwells in you as you.